I'm Todd Gatti, and this is the 3-Minute Head Start. I don't know what your relationship is with computers. Mine's pretty simple. It's a love-hate relationship. There are two things I've discovered that get under my skin more than anything else. Number one are car problems, and thankfully those have been at a minimum lately. And then secondly are computer issues. And so with this in mind, I was recently upgrading from an old computer to a new one, and I wanted to avoid as many problems as possible and especially be able to take some important files and make sure they get onto my new one. So I subscribed to one of these backup services, and you know how it goes. They ask you your email address, and they ask you which files you want to transfer to the new computer and where they're found on the old computer. And finally, after a long process, they asked me one last question. It was this: do you want an exact copy of these files on the new computer? And my response was, yeah, of course. That's the whole point. I want an exact duplicate copy on my new machine. This week, we have a great opportunity to live lives marked by integrity. In other words, who we are publicly is the same as we are privately. We are duplicates outwardly as we are inwardly. In other words, we avoid a life marked by duplicity. Someone defined duplicity this way. They said it's dishonest behavior that is meant to trick someone. It's living a life outwardly very different from who we are privately. And as a result, we are not carbon copies. We're not duplicates. We are divided. We are duplicitous. That's why we hear of people sometimes whose world falls apart awful suddenly sometimes, because their duplicit life is discovered. This week, let's make choices that make us the kind of person privately we need to be, so then duplicity becomes less and less of a temptation. It may be a simple one-time decision. It may be multiple small decisions, but we can do it if we'll make wise decisions this upcoming week. That's the kind of person I want to be around. That's the kind of person I want to be. And we can be people of integrity, people who avoid duplicity. I like what someone said. They said, nothing so completely baffles one who is full of trick and duplicity himself than straightforward and simple integrity in another. This week, let's make that our goal. Straightforward and simple integrity. You can do it. All right. See you next time.